critic. I got to go see movies. And the movie I saw last week was Hustlers, which stars Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu as strippers. And it's a true story.
They weren't strippers, but it's about strippers.
Yeah, it's about strippers, and they were strippers in the movie. But they amazingly stripped without taking off any damn clothes. And that gets me to my point. One of my big pet peeves in movies, you know, you always is when you have things that are unrealistic or not the way they are, work in real life. Like, for example, when you have somebody on the phone and you're talking to somebody and then they hang up and you hear a dial tone. And I'm like, every single time that, no matter what movie, and it's been going on for years, I go, that's not how it works.
Not anymore.
You don't hear a dial tone the second the other party hangs up. You just, and you haven't since the, what, the 60s? And I understand why they do it, but it always just sort of like, I'm like, or like when you see the 555 number, you're like, that's not a real number. You
know? No, but because when I was a kid, I would always want to, I would try to write down the number that I wanted to call. So I know why they did it, because some idiot kids would be like, calling up somebody.
Well, and if they have a legitimate number in the movie, usually if you call that up, it's like some sort of viral marketing thing that it actually, and I've seen that where I find a number and I'll call it in the movie and it'll be like a line that the movie set up.
Right. And that, yeah, they figured that out probably, you know, in the 90s, I think, or something. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of my pet peeves of stripper movies, of anything that takes place in an adult nightclub.
How many stripper movies are there, by the way? And my God, I'm just thinking of.
There's enough.
Yeah.
But is when they have an unrealistic or where the strip club doesn't exist in any sort of universe known to the humankind at this point. Because like, I'm watching this movie, and I'll grant it, I've never been to, I think that the it's what it's based on is the strip club scores in New York City, I think is what it's actually based on. I've never been there.
Right.
But I've done some research. I mean, just for academic purposes, I've
done some research.
For the shows. Yeah, and I deducted it off my taxes.
Right.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
No.
But anyways, so I this strip club, the guys, these guys are standing in the front row and they're like flinging dollar bills. They're like, woo, woo, hooting and hollering. And I'm like, that's not what happens in a strip club.
Not usually.
I mean, nobody wants to make eye contact with the dudes around the stage. But have you ever looked at the other people, like the guys watching the strip club? They look like they're listening to a physics lecture.
Yeah, you're focused. You're making eye contact. There's this weird stare that goes on. See, I've had friends who worked in them as entertainers, as disc jockeys. I've done some promotions in them.
The disc jockey's the most animated guy in the room.
Yeah, it's a great gig to have. It is. Yeah. But it's a different thing when you go, and you, when they know you, it's also different. And what I mean, I don't mean the jock, I mean the dancer, the entertainer, because they will mess with you. Like I've gone in and they know you, and then they want to dance and they'll flirt with you, but it becomes very bizarrely awkward. The other thing is when
and then they steal your credit card and all that kind of stuff.
I've never had that happen. But when you go and then you hang out and then later you're hanging out with them like getting coffee or food and you just met them and you saw them in the club and they're full on naked and you've seen everything that normally would be drinks and dinner and you know, some type of wooing that happens before you're actually getting the chance to interact with the pieces and parts and lady bits that you were all eyeball close to just an hour before. And then you're actually just having conversation. It's a weird backwards interaction scenario, and I don't. I always
wait. Are you
weird.
Saying that you like went to the strip clubs and hung out with friends? Like, were you date? Did you date a stripper? You dated a stripper, didn't you?
Not like a full, not like date, but I've hung out with.
Wait, are you in a congressional testimony here?
No,
I mean, are you up for the Supreme Court or something?
No.
Did you go out with a stripper?
I've had friends who've gone out with and married former strippers or whatever else.
What?
I have hung out with, I wouldn't say dated, women who happen to have been an entertainer, but not for an extended period of time.
Did you date anyone for like at least 3 hours?
Okay, yes.
So yeah, you went home with a stripper.
When you say
at some
date
point.
For 3 hours, when you say it's a date, it sounds like a transactional endeavor. No, yes. I did not have a date that way.
But did you go to a strip club, see, and then hang out casually afterwards and then go home with a stripper?
Here's what I did. I found out.
Oh, no.
Wow, this is awkward and weird.
This is already not what I wanted to talk about.
No, and I didn't mean
totally
for this to happen.
I want to talk about.
We will get back there. Here's what happened. I dated and hung out with before, then saw them working, and that became weirder. And then
you had dated them before. Well, did your little...
Well, hung out.
Hide the pickle with them and all that kind of stuff.
Whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I'm wholesome and innocent, but sure, okay, if you can call it that, yeah.
They became a... So you drove them to strip?
No, I'm saying that they were doing that, but I did not see them in that endeavor. We hung out beforehand, you see. And then later on, I'm like, hey, I see him at the club because I'm visiting a buddy of mine, and that's weird. And then the other way is...
So you had dated them before, and then you're like, oh, we hung out,
right?
In quotes, yeah.
Or the opposite, which is you go in and you're hanging out because your buddy works there, and then the girls know that you're friends with the guy who's working there in the club, right? There's the jock or whatever. And then the girls come over and they're saying hello and they're kind of flirting with you and being social with you, almost like you're getting a private dance or whatever, like you're throwing big money and they're just messing with you because I'm awkward and uncomfortable. It's a weird situation. I'm not one who's normally comfortable in there anyway like that. And then after you, like I said, you see all the stuff that you usually spend a whole lot of cash money for, like you're talking about hooting, hollering, throwing singles or 20s at them, whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen. Nobody.
No, it's what I'm saying. It's a very weird thing. I've never been in a club.
Did you,
like
when
that.
You dated them, did you hoot and
I would
holler,
say again,
just
no, there was no hooting, hollering necessarily. There might have been
no fun.
Some, you know, usual sounds, whatever you do. I don't know. I don't know. See, this is a therapeutic thing, and I started to look back, and it's like the mental Rolodex, and then I may have to excuse myself a bit later. So here's the deal, though. It's hard to go backwards. You know what I mean? You're having a cup of coffee, and you're getting to know a girl that you just happened to see that was messing with you, showing everything, and they're like they're playing with you, effectively. But the difference is then it's this other side. Then you go to hang out, and there's a lot going on. At least I internalize mentally a lot of stuff.
You're like, you look at them and you'd be like, look, I can draw your naughty bits by memory at this
right. point. And then, you know, but it wasn't like a regular, it just happened. It wasn't like a regular thing. And, you know, I mean, and there's nothing wrong. And I'm not hating on them.
Because here's the thing. This is the question. I mean, was it any good? Because I've always heard.
Any good?
I've never dated. Well, no. What I'm saying is I've always heard that, you know, like porn stars, for example.
Right.
The guys date porn stars, and then the porn star just doesn't want to do anything. They just want to lie there and do normal stuff, and then guys are like, what? You're a porn star. You should be doing crazy stuff.
Well, I don't know that anything was necessarily abnormal other than the concept of being on stage for cash, shaking it around and showing your stuff. That's still
weird. Well, but I mean, they probably,
me.
Was she as athletic in,
yes.
in the boudoir?
There was no just, hey, entertain me. I've already entertained you endeavor. It wasn't like, just go to work, boy. I did what I had to do, but I mean, it was a fully engaged activity. It was, you know, all hands on deck.
That just sounds exhausting.
I don't know how else to put it, dude. The whole thing, I feel winded now. I just think, and I feel bad I've even shared it. I've shared more here with it than anywhere else.
That's amazing.
So again, let's go back to where we started.
Did you ever get a real name, or did you just be, oh yeah, that's Destiny.
Yeah, real name, Jess. Absolutely. And there are good memories, and it's fine, and things happen in life, and there's nothing wrong with that job. I mean, it's a different kind of job, that's for sure, but,
I mean, there's ups and downs, and there's pitfalls, and there's...
Yeah.
It does attract certain people here and there.
Isn't it Cardi B who was in the movie? She actually did
she
it.
She is in the movie.
Right, and she actually used to be... She was, like, done the job. She was, like, a superstar in New York, right, in those underground clubs.
I don't think that Cardi B knew she was in a movie. I think they just gave her some liquor, brought her on set, and said, hey, you're dancing now. And she just went crazy, and they just filmed her scenes and got rid of her.
Now, see, as I understand it, though, she didn't actually... You didn't really see her fully.
No, you don't see anybody. That's the thing. And I said this about that movie. I said, because somebody asked me on the air, on the radio, they're like, well, was there nudity? I go, oh yeah, there's nudity, but nobody whose name's on the poster.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that was the thing. Like, she wouldn't, I guess she didn't do it because she had had some work done or something from what I heard.
Well, let's put it this way. She had looked like, you know, like body paint on her nipples. And that's like the closest you got to anything of any, of the main stars. And that's, and that gets to my thing. Cause like there's a scene where Jennifer Lopez, and look, don't get me wrong. She looks great at 50.
She looks fantastic.
Well, I mean, and also she's got a personal trainer, and I'm sure that they smoothed out any imperfections in her look. You can do that all digitally, but still look, if you're in your 20s and you look like Jennifer Lopez in your 50s, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean, I'll tell you this, but I don't like all the fake. I like real. Yeah. And those imperfections are what make women individual and special and
well, yeah.
awesome, I think. You know what I mean? I don't... You know what I mean? I don't like that rubbery plastic kind of.
No, no, you don't want the thing where you feel like you're dealing with water balloons or anything like that.
And now that they're getting weird implants in their asses now that are. I mean, there's a lot of weird. I don't know what's what anymore. Their lips don't look right. Their cheeks are weird. I mean, I don't know what's happening. And some of these women now, it's almost like something's gone terribly wrong in a procedure, and I don't know how or why they're doing what they're doing. They're fine the way. Who convinces them to do some of this stuff is what I'm trying to figure out.
You know what it's like? It's like, and I actually watched my wife and I took her. We went shopping once, and I have a weird, uncanny eye for women's fashion. I didn't think you knew that about me.
No, I did not. I don't even know what that means exactly.
Well, no, I can put together an outfit that looks awesome.
I need Granimals still. If they had them for grown-ups, that would be helpful.
You would need them, yeah. But no, like, I like went shopping, I'm like pulling things off the I look like a personal shopper from some movie or something like Devil Wears Prada or whatever. But I've watched saleswomen try and sell clothes to fat women.
Right.
And like, my wife pulled these things, and my wife's, you know, she's gone up and down weight. You know, we've had kids or whatever.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, you know, most women struggle with that, especially as they get a little older. Not that my wife's old. She's a young spring chicken and she's beautiful. But she grabbed some stuff off the, and I go, no, 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 you can't wear that. That's a fat woman's outfit. She's like, what? And I'm like, no, no, it makes you look bigger. It looks huge. It's this big, oh, you should wear the flowing. No, because you look like you're wearing a muumuu and you're flying in from outer space. And so I threw everything back and I got these different things and she looked great in it. But I was watching the saleswoman trying to sell this woman, and this woman was short and she was way overweight and she had crazy hair and she looked like somebody who never left the house and has like 50 cats. And so she's, and every single outfit this woman was, she's like, oh, you look thin in this. And I'm like, you look like big as a damn house. I didn't say that because I didn't want to get my throat punched.
No.
But yeah, that's, so I'm able to do that. So I can look at stuff. But anyways, I think that plastic surgeons are like saleswomen trying to sell clothes to fat women, like, oh no, this looks great. And you're like, it does not look great. You just think it looks great because it gets rid of this one little imperfection that you're worried about, but otherwise you end up looking like Pennywise the clown.
You have to always bring up the damn clowns, dude. Why do you hurt me that way? It's bad enough that some of the surgeries go so bad that it is exactly as you describe. Where
they can go really, really well, but they still look terrible.
So. No, it does. I'd like to see, and this is bad, and I'll probably never engage with her in any fashion. But Constance Wu, I would like to see that way, privately or otherwise. And is that inappropriate to say here? Now I don't know what's wrong.
No,
maybe
she's
is
a
it a Me Too
woman.
Thing? If I crossed,
no,
is that wrong?
She was in a stripper movie, for Christ's sake. I looked at her body,
but she's an
but
actress.
You didn't see anything. Well, yeah, but she was in a stripper movie. I'm talking about Hustlers. But anyways, no, the whole thing is the what happens in these strip clubs is, because the thing is, a real strip club doesn't look good on TV. Like a female strip club. Even the Magic Mike stuff's a little over the top.
Right.
But a male stripper coming in for women. Like my wife videotaped her bachelorette party.
They get wilder than anything you could ever imagine working when I used
well,
to work
this
in clubs.
Wasn't
stuff.
This wasn't my one wasn't that wild, but I did get to see my grandmother get a lap dance from a stripper named Dalen. And then at one point he was dancing on somebody and he reached up and we have a shelf, but it was just nailed to the wall. It wasn't actually built into the wall, and he leans on the shelf and the whole thing comes down.
Oh.
And he got so it's the most hilarious thing because he goes from being really cool. Then he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, he was like all nervous and he's like covering himself up. It's really hilarious.
That's a strange thing.
But yeah, but the women treat it differently. You can do like the women in the Magic Mike movies. That's how women react in a strip club. The men in any movie, like the thing is, I said, so J-Lo comes out, she does this dance around the pole, doesn't take off a shred of clothing. She's fully clothed. I mean, you literally see more from just a Snapchat video from her. And guys are just literally throwing money onto the stage. And the only time I've ever seen that, now granted, I've not been to a billion strip clubs, although I'm working on it. But the only time I've ever seen that happen where the whole make it rain thing,
right?
It's usually the sleaziest guy who either looks like a Russian mobster or a grit ball guy who, just got his paycheck in cash. And the stripper is usually the skankiest looking stripper in the club.
Well, there's a difference between daytime shifts and nighttime shifts, and it depends on the club. And I've not been to a ton of them either. I've had friends, like I said, who've worked in there, and I've done an appearance here or there, not on stage, obviously. So I've seen it that way.
Oh my. Do you know I was offered a job as a stripper once?
Yeah, that's right. You know me.
I was once.
Oh, you were.
I was.
How did this happen?
So there's this guy who worked at a Panera that I would go to, and he was this big, tall.
Wait a minute. So you're in a Panera. All right. I just got a picture of this. Okay. Morning, afternoon.
Swear to God.
What time of day?
Middle of the day. And the guy behind the counter is this really good looking, tall, just built like a brick shit house black guy, and very dark.
Okay.
And I paid in cash, I think, and I made a joke about, it was like a $10 meal and I paid with 10 singles.
Oh, like you'd just come from the club. Sure.
Well, I go, that was for my shift last night, if they're too sweaty or something like that. And he goes, and then he just says to me, cause I'd been in there several times. So he knew me and we talked. He goes, did you really do that? I go, no, I was just joking. And he goes, well, if you ever want a job, cause I do that. And I'm like, hello, look at this body standing in front of you. And he's like, no, what we need, because he's so fit and so dark.
They need a balance.
And I am so
they need
not
a
fit
chubby white guy.
And not dark. I'd be like, there's that old Saturday Night Live sketch where with Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze are Chippendale dancers.
Yes.
And he said to me, he's like, he would do private shows.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you would kill at this place. Cause he saw my personality and I can be crazy. And he's like, we could go and we could clean up. And I'm like, really? And he's like, no, serious, honest to God, you let me know and I will book you as a, and the only reason I didn't do it, cause I was young and I needed the money.
Of course.
But the only reason I didn't do it is cause at the time I was doing regular TV spots.
Oh, and you were afraid it'd ruin your TV.
I didn't want it to become a thing of like somebody be like, wait, you're that guy who reviews movies on Channel 28 or something like that.
Sure.
So that's why I didn't do it. And then by the time that gig dried up, that guy had gone.
Because you went back. You regularly, it was your neighborhood Panera, and you were like, well, maybe it's time to go back and revisit this. I got that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Why not?
I was literally, I would have done it. I would have done it if I wasn't worried that it would have impacted my regular gig. And I even told my wife, and she's like, I don't care.
I mean, at this point, for TV stuff,
well?
Let's be honest, local TV, you got to either be busted doing cocaine, driving drunk, or with child porn. Those are really the things that get you in today's world. I don't know that shaking it for cash is going to be the thing that would get you kicked to the curb, but I don't know.
Times. It wasn't like at a club. It would have been like at a
private party.
At like private bachelor parties.
Yeah.
And I don't know what crazy shit goes on there.
Bachelorette party, not maybe bachelor party. Yeah. Would you do that for a bachelor party?
I wouldn't do the happy endings, but you know, hey, if anyone, look, if this turns
just no
you
video,
on,
no film. You never film.
No. I don't want anyone. I'm not going to be a cam boy or anything like that. You know, but you want to hire me? You know, the address is on the website. Give me a call. Send me an email. All that kind of stuff.
And just keep in mind, it's going to be like a Chappelle like gig or Chris Rock show or Bill Burr, whatever the hell it is. Your phone's got to go in the Ziploc bag before you enter, or there is no show. That's how that works.
That's right. Zip it up.
Zip it.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.